your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 10th day of January in the year 2022. My name is Paul Holden. I am your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Proud to be your first listen of the day. A little late today, I know, but hey, off-season mode, what can you do sometimes? We have some fun. As long as we get you your Rockies talks, I feel good. I like to do it in the mornings, but sometimes things come up. But hey, you know, you can backtrack. The beautiful part about the offseason, why I say the offseason, is that nothing, you know, it's not like you missed the game. It's not like you missed something bad. There's a lot of time to kind of digest, a lot of time to go into topics. That's what I like to do this offseason, is kind of explore some things that doesn't have to always be hyper focused to a specific point in time. I do like we had a last week, great classic sports radio conversation of the duos, the great duos in Rockies history. That stuff is fun, because you know that's why I like to tune in and listen to sports radio and sports podcasts. I like it when, obviously, we talk Rockies. We want to focus on the Rockies. I want to be a good source of Rockies talk and information for you all here, of course. But I like to look at sports. I like to look at baseball. I like to look at things a little big picture sometimes, because sports are big picture. And, you know, sometimes especially when Major League Baseball is in a lockout, you kind of got to get a little creative in some stuff. But anyway. Yeah, we here talk about the Rockies every day. And I thank you for making Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about Sterling Mumford. That name sounds familiar. Being promoted within the organization. What that means, what should we expect, and why I will obviously do what I do, which have my brilliant commentary, but I do have my concerns, but I need to put things into perspective. It's good to read about Mumford, I think, or at least just see what this move, why this move was made. But I want to dive in here. Why this move has immediately made people hesitant, why this move on, you know, when you look at reactions on Twitter, why this move makes you worried is because of the name Mumford. And this is, again, this is what we've expected. This is what Rockies fans didn't want to see in the post-Breidich era, at least this Rockies fan. I shouldn't paint the brush. I think I have to, there are different areas, and I think it's not good to say, there are people that just have different mindsets about the Rockies. I tend to be a little bit more on the cynical side of things, just because I feel we've been burned. There's people that just love and appreciate the game. They had the Rockies live or die. You just got to ride with it. I understand that. That's a joy. But that's, you know, me. I got a show. I got to dive in. And when stuff like this happens, and it's silent, and there's not like why? I keep asking this over and over again, and I'm sure long time, you know, the listeners that listen in every day, I'm sure might be getting tired of hearing me say why. I just want to know why. And as I was going on Twitter and things, it seems he does have a history in baseball. It's not just the matter of being the son of the owner. Probably plays a really big role in it. But let's go over here to Purple Row. Rockies named Sterling Mumford Director of Professional Scouting. That's the role he's been promoted to. It would have been good for me to actually say that. Pretty big role, I'd say. Pretty major role for a draft and develop organization. Quote, unquote. That's what they say. That is a major role. And one, obviously, they needed to fill with Bill Schmidt and that hole there. But let's over here. Evan Lang writing for us. In addition to the changes, the coaching staff of the 2022 season, the Colorado Rockies have quietly promoted owner Dick Mumford's youngest son, Sterling Mumford, to Director of Professional Scouting. News comes via an article released by Baseball America on last Friday. A graduate of Arizona State University, the 30-year-old Sterling Momford has been working in daily baseball operations with the Rockies since he graduated. He was a coaching assistant with the then Rookie League Grand Junction Rockies for the 2013 season. Starting with the 2014 season, Momford has worked with the big league team as a scouting and field advisor and was promoted to the position of assistant director of scouting operations in 2018. In total, he has just under 8 years of experience under his belt and has never worked with another organization. Momford will be filling the role, filling the shoes of former assistant GM John Wheel, who parted ways with the Rockies organization during the 2021 season. He will also report directly to new general manager Bill Schmidt. So, yeah, there you go. John Wheel, not Bill Schmidt, who Momford will be replacing. So, okay. That is a resume. You can't sit there and say there isn't a resume. But again, where has the Rockies farm system been in terms of high ranking? Where has the Rockies farm system been in prospects? Where are the big prospects that should be coming up through the minors and into the Rockies around the time of Momford's, you know, involvement with scouting and development? And that includes Bill Schmidt in this conversation as well. This is the issue. You're picking from within the organization. And yes, the irony is not lost on me that it's your son. But you're continuing to stay within an organization that I think needs, what it needs is a new perspective. It needs someone not named Momford heavily involved in the operation. And, you know, if Momford doesn't want to sell the team, fine. But don't keep this. The GM search was not an exhaustive GM search. We know that. It simply wasn't. And this search, you go with your son who's been with the organization for 8 years, but the Rockies farm system is not stellar right now. Yes, Sterling Momford has the experience, but are we not supposed to sit and look at the fact that the Rockies don't have anyone that's really, other than Brendan Rodgers finally, As a big impact? The Rockies farm system is not talked about the way the Orioles farm system is talked about. And for a team that has the identity of draft and develop, that's what worries me on top of it. That's the issue. Promoting from within an organization that has not had the success. If this team was built the same way it was and had the same pieces it did and was still playing, and even on the down years, but if the team was still constructed the way it was in the competitive window, that's a different story. Because you're looking at your roster and you say, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, Brendan Rodgers, Ryan McMahon. All drafted, all developed, all in that. McMahon's the one I'm not 100% remember, but I'm pretty positive drafted and developed with the Rockies. But still developed at least as a young player. That's what I always look at. There's so many. That's the thing that I struggle with is the paths from major. But still, if you're looking at your, is it that crazy to think that the Rockies might have been able to turn Ryan McMahon into a first baseman? And then have Nolan, Trevor, Brendan, McMahon in that infield? I don't think it's that crazy. That's when you're not as worried about promoting from within this organization. But now you have issues. Let's keep talking about this. Let's keep breaking this mindset down. But first, got to tell you about wonderful friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is the place for you to go to have a nice, great, tasty treat for you to keep on your New Year's resolution or just what's great about Built Bar is the fact that if you're a person like me, if you're someone who has a sweet tooth, if you're someone that loves sugar and especially chocolate, I love chocolate. Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, but low in the sugar. That's what is important to me. Most Built Bars contain only 4 grams of sugar, and that's a big, big deal for someone like me who, you know, I'm not the best at it, but I'm trying to be better about my sugar. But Built Bars are such a great, helpful tool to get in there and take out that candy bar that I would go for and give me the same type of, what I'm looking for what I'm getting at Candy Bar, but actually with some better nutritional value. And you can go to built.com and use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order at built.com. There's a lot more than just the bars too. You can check out all the great products available at built.com and get 15% off your order when you use the promo code LOCKED15. That is 15% off at built.com when you use the promo code LOCKED15. So I've run the course, I think, but it keeps coming up. I don't want to keep having the same conversation, but it's worth having. We're doing this over again. I know there's nothing, the Rockies can't get better during the lockout. There's nothing you can do, but yada, yada, yada. But how does this make the team better? I just want specific examples. I want the front office to come up and tell me specifically why this is the right move to help the Rockies get back into a competitive window. What about Sterling Monfort's 8 years of work? What can you point to me in the 8 years of work, other than the fact that he's been here out of college, he's young, maybe, and again, it could be something we don't know. Give me a press release. Give me an introduction. Talk to me about these people. I know the general fan isn't going to be too focused on who the director of scouting is, but that's on us for people to come in and tell them why this is important. And this is a big job. This is a major part of what the Rockies' identity is in their minds, at least in the front office part of the organization. And, I feel like I'm not dwelling too much onto it with the fact that it's, it's Monfort's kid. So tell me what he's done in 8 years. And this isn't snide. This isn't me to discredit him. This is the same mindset. This is the same path of questioning that I have for all of the moves the Rockies have made since Nolan Arenado, honestly. They started there, at least this line. How is the team better? How is the team in a closer position to contention after these moves? And we don't get anything. And I'm tired of that. I want the Rockies to explain the process. Tell me the plan. Tell the fans the plan. What can we actually expect from this Rockies team? What should we should expect? Because I don't want to be fed. Honestly, language warning. I don't want to be fed a crock of shit anymore. I want to know why these moves make the Rockies better. And I want Dick Monfort to tell me. I want Bill Schmidt to tell me. And I don't think that's too much to ask. And that's how we can learn more. That's how we can actually understand and see the process that the Rockies are going with. Because I talk to people, you listen to these crossovers. I mean, does any of the hosts that I talk to on this podcast network ever act like they actually understand what's going on with the Rockies? In case you're curious why, my hat has a cool little hole in it that you can spin your hat on. It's a patented thing. It's pretty funny. I just was distracted by the dot on my face that some YouTube users might also be distracted. But again, complete not the point. I know that wasn't informative, but sometimes I like to do that stuff to kind of put myself back in check. Because I was getting ranty there and I was missing the point. I want this information because then I can feel better. Then I can feel more informed about the team moving forward. And that's just what I've wanted, is answers. Because these moves, these ideas, this identity, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now. And if Sterling Monfort is the move to make when it comes to scouting, I would just like to know why. Is it because he's shown is it because of the loyalty? And I've talked about the loyalty thing, but just tell me if it's the loyalty. Because that's basically what they told us with Bill Schmidt. Loyal guy, been there. How many times you got to be hit over the head to know that this is the... It was just because they've known this guy, that he's been in the organization. They years of experience with him. The loyalty thing was the big reason that Bill Schmidt got the GM job. The fact that he's been with the Rockies so long and he's close with Mumford. Sterling Mumford, 8 years in the... What has happened in those 8 years that brings Sterling more value than someone from outside of the organization with 10 years of experience? With 5 years of experience. Just someone outside of the Rockies organization, outside of the Mumford family tree. I don't want to knock Sterling Mumford before he has the chance to do the work that as the full official director. It's not fair. All of the new hires, including Bill Schmidt, except for Bill Schmidt gets a little bit because he ran the team last year. All these new hires, all the new stuff that the Rockies are doing does deserve time. It absolutely does. But when you're introducing, when we're being told this, when we're being shown that this is what's going to happen, I would just like to know why. I would just like to know the credentials. You know, this purple row piece was just a little, you know, what, there wasn't a ton of information in there, and that's all we know. What does appointing Sterling Mumford mean for the identity and the mindset and the thought process of the Rockies moving forward? Now, could all this stuff be impacted by the lockout? Sure, maybe. I don't know all the details of what you can and can't talk about and announce and discuss. But I'm pretty sure the lockout is mostly just between owners and players. Owners of the teams can continue to make moves for the team, you know, within the organization of the team, not the players. But just tell me, we've promoted Sterling Mumford because X, Y, and Z. And then, okay. But I'm just sick of remember, the man responsible for the biggest trade in Rockies history resigned early into the season with an email during a pandemic season that didn't have to face fans. And that I will never forget when it comes to people in the front office of the Rockies, why they are hired, why they are fired, why they are coming, why they are going. Let's put a bow on this conversation here. But before we do, got to tell you about Bet Online and Bet Online. I'd like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue the march to the playoffs and beyond. The big college football game is tonight. The march to the playoffs is here in terms of football. There's also so much NHL and NBA action happening. And Bet Online is the number one spot for all the sports wagering action for 2022. New year, new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today. And when you sign up today, perfect night to do it. Like I said, a big college football playoff game tonight. You can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's right. Get a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up today at Bet Online. And like I said, perfect night to do it with how much great big sports action. You know, there's a bunch of great lines over at Bet Online for the college football playoff national championship tonight. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. Like I said, get that 50% welcome bonus when you go sign up today at BetOnline with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, where the game starts. New people in positions is a good thing, too. One thing, even though Sterling Mumford might share the name with his father, might be from within the organization and all that stuff, it is a new person in a new role. While they might be connected, they might have more power, they might have more influence, they might have more of a control. And that is something we do have to give time. I am willing to give time to the moves the Rockies make, have made, and will make if the team communicates better. I believe the Rockies are an incredibly poor team of communicating. Which is kind of funny because they have one of the most engaging and best social media presences of all the baseball teams. I am saying from a front office, from a team, from organizational level, this team does not communicate well. Press conferences are usually not that great. I mean, all the press conferences I can remember, other than the Nolan Arenado one, usually have some things to do with bad answers, with rambling, with addressing an issue, a big issue that the Rockies are facing. It's a new year. A new season is hopefully coming. Got to say hopefully because the lockout is still a thing. There's going to be baseball. Don't worry, folks, but who knows? It's a new year. It's a new season. I think this offseason, as tough as it's going to be, maybe the pill has been swallowed a little bit more. I just want to feel hope about the Rockies again. And I want the team to tell me why the moves they make should make me feel hopeful. Because, again, an internal hire of the owner's youngest son doesn't get me more excited about Rockies baseball. The future of Rockies baseball, especially. But I am happy to be proven wrong. And folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked on Rockies. I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and joining the show today. We are on YouTube at Locked on Rockies. We're also free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. We are on Twitter at LO Rockies. I am at Paul Holden 33. We're going to brighten the mood this week with a much more fun podcast topic. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or if I need a little more time, but good chance it's tomorrow or Wednesday. It's going to be about one of my favorite baseball games of all time, baseball video games. And we're going to talk about that because a big YouTube channel released a video about my favorite thing. And there was a Rockies reference in it. So, boom. That's the perfect little seg I needed to do a nice podcast episode. So we'll have a nice fun pod about that. And then I believe I'm cooking something up with a nice division rival as well. So keep it tuned right here. But after you listen to this pod, go check out Locked On Bets and make sure that you win some money with your boy Q and Lee Sterling over there telling you what you need to know. Especially, hey, no better day than today to get in on some betting action with the College Football National Championship. We'll be back talking more Rockies baseball tomorrow right here on Locked On Rockies. Until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.